So I was, as a child, man, I was desperate to learn to play the guitar. I would do anything, you know. I'd follow guys around and ask them for pointers, and I worked in a music store. I actually played two Catholic folk masses every Sunday for like 8 years. My mother was Catholic. My father was Jewish. And I have more fucking guilt people than you could ever possibly imagine. But and coincidentally, during that period of time when I was doing the folk mass from like 13, 18, I tripped just about every day. I had a friend that got a hold of this organic mescaline that we used to do. So there is nothing. I don't know if you've ever been to a Catholic mass, but there's nothing like tripping at a Catholic folk mass. I mean, they got the robes and the incense, and they're singing these songs like, "Sons of God, here is holy word. Gather around the table of the Lord." Now, here's the line, people. You're still a little hungover. You're getting those trails or whatnot. "Eat his body, drink his blood." Marilyn Manson has nothing on that shit, people. So for those of you out there, this is three absolutely true drug-related incidents that happened to me. Oh, when you're young, when you are young, when you are young, you should have nothing more than fun. You should swim in every gutter, you should ravish every lover, you should torment every mother when you're young. When you are young, when you are young, when you are young, you should have nothing more than fun. You should snort into the sunrise, bleed through the whites of your eyes, and never pause to disguise when you're young. When you are old, when you are old, when you are old, a thousand stories to be told. Oh, learning how to fly right, running every stoplight, making every cop fight when you're young. Now, when I was 21, I had little time for fun. I was balancing the college and the band. Now, driving home one day, I saw along my way two hitchhikers I picked up in my van. Oh, it seemed so very silly. They kept on saying chilly instead of saying cool. That was their word. Chilly that, chilly this, chilly hit, chilly miss. It seemed the oddest thing I'd ever heard. Well, out came the cannabis, and let me tell you this. They rolled a joint as big as a redwood tree. A redwood tree is a big fucking tree. That's the joke. In Scotland, they didn't know, you know, and then I would say that, then they'd laugh. Not here, necessarily, but I have some Scottish jokes, too, real quick, just to tell you. This has nothing to do with the song. Then I have to start the verse over again, because it's like the Pledge of Allegiance. Once you start going, you can't really turn back. McTavish. Walking home from the bar, very, very drunk, 2:30 in the morning. He's got his kilt on, you know, and he can't make it home. He's really, really drunk, really tired. So he sleeps under the tree. Next morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning, little girl, she's going to school. She's never, always wondered, what's under that kilt? Are they wearing underwear, you know? So she looks, McTavish is sleeping. She lifts up the kilt, and there's his member, you know, naked member, his cock. And she says, "I'll mess with him a little bit." So she takes off the blue ribbon from her hair, and she ties a little bow around his penis, you know? And off she goes to school. I'd kind of like to meet her when she got older. Anyway, that's just parenthetical. So he wakes up, you know, about 10, 10:30, 11, maybe 11:30, noon, about 1 he wakes, about 2 in the afternoon he wakes up. And he goes, he has to take a piss because he's been sleeping, you know, and he's been drinking. And he looks down, he says, "Ha, I don't remember what we did, lad, but we won first prize." It's because he had a ribbon on his. You fuckers, come on! I know we're cold, come on! I'm the one with the fucking insomnia, come on! Out came the cannabis, and let me tell you this. They rolled a joint as big as a redwood tree. A shotgun, see, a redwood tree is a big tree. There, see? Oh, comedic recall. McTavish goes to the baseball game with his grandson, brings him to New York, over from Glasgow or something, right? And he's at the I don't know. I'm afraid to say any team here because Dave's probably got some fucking favorite team, and he'll give me shit. What? Why the Yankees? I fucking hate the Yankees. All right, I don't know this. And then I'll say the Steelers. The Steelers, they're football, you stupid. What I know about sports, quite frankly, people, you could fit on a midget shirt button. I shouldn't say midget. You should say little people, because now I have a friend that's a little person. Well, she's really not a friend. More of a fuck buddy. But
Spin them around, people. You could spin them around. That's all I'm saying. Come on. Come on. So McTavish is there at the baseball game with the grandson, right? And he's explaining the game to him, you know, as it goes along. Here's a strike and another strike. And there's a hit and there's a single and a double. Is it one ball, two balls? Oh, he's got four balls. He's walking. He says, he's got four balls, does he? Walk proud, laddie. Out came the cannabis, and let me tell you this. They rolled a joint as big as a redwood tree. A redwood tree's a big fucking tree. A shotgun on the menu barely got them to their venue. Lost in the cloud of smoke that consumed me. I was so high, I was chili blind. I almost lost my chili mind. But I got them to the chili place, they had the chili stay. I said, thanks, boys, it was chili. You nearly chili killed me. I want you both to have a chili fucking day. When you are young, when you are young. When you are young, you should have nothing more than fun. You should dance until the dawn on the hotel lawn. All your friends are gone when you are young. Well, now at 4 a.m. you lack that substance known as crack. You've been smoking for 3 days and you are blind. You fall down on your knees, scan the carpet and say, please, just one more rock, I'll leave it all behind. Well, you know that it is gone, but then you stumble on a small rock. How could you have missed it? Your heart goes patter-pitter. You know it's kitty litter, but you put it in your pipe. You can't resist it. You probably haven't done it, but I'll admit it. I have. All right, there you go. Now you know. Well, God has pressing matters. The Middle East is in tatters, and storms have washed cities down the drain. But you've been good all year. Could he just see his way clear to turn that litter into rock cocaine? And as you bend the flame, you call to God by name. Lord God on high, have you got my back? Because in your fevered mind, he's turned water into wine. So could he just perform the miracle of the crack? When you are young, when you are young, when you are young, you should have nothing more than fun. Never doubting you can fly, never paused, wonder why, never thinking you will die when you're young. Now I was trading toasts on the Florida coast with a friend who told me quite the tale. Although the fish weren't biting, he had an unusual sighting on a fishing trip when he set sail. Something caught his eyes when, there on the horizon, a suspicious box floated curiously. Well, he glanced in each direction, and sensing no detection, he brought it home to open it and see. It was an amazing sight. All this powder, just off-white. He dipped a knife and took a little snort. But much to his dismay, no reaction came his way. His cocaine was a dud, I must report. But he kept on sifting through, and what I tell you is true. A crematorium medallion he did find. Oh, yes, people, yes. And he let out a great cry. See, he had snorted a dead guy, and to this day, a ghost is wandering through his mind. When you are young, when you are young, when you are young, you should have nothing more than fun. Oh, learning how to flop right, running every stoplight, making every cop fight when you're young.